Fullerton Investment Views, Quarterly Report, Quarter 2, 2025. Identifying Opportunities in a Disrupted World. Executive Summary. A Disrupted World. President Trump's dramatically huge tariffs and global retaliations have caused bullish sentiment to quickly evaporate. Investor concerns are rising that US leaders are giving the wrong medicine to a healthy patient. On the VIX Fear Index, this adverse confidence shock reached stress levels around half that of the COVID-driven recession. Lost financial wealth is a key signpost for US recession. While any policy shifts may be too late to stop a recession, they can make a big difference to its duration and subsequent recovery. Beneath the fear, robust underlying fundamentals and price discovery by investors remain key forces that can avoid a recession if financial market losses can be contained. But if financial wealth falls by too much, then households will slash consumption spending and firms will retrench workers and cancel investment. Conditional on a global recession being avoided, Fullerton is positive on global risk asset returns. From our regime indicator, late cycle dynamics imply that leading equity markets, having enjoyed exceptional returns since 2023, will likely correct back toward high single-digit returns, with less upside range than Goldilocks environments. Lagging markets can also catch up. A new world order continues to unfold, with pushbacks against globalization and a greater focus on self-interest. Deals, market power, and stimulus will all be important factors and may create valuable alpha and diversification opportunities for investors. Section 1, Investment Environment and Risk Asset Outlook. Is this the wrong medicine for a healthy patient? The dramatic tightening in US fiscal policy, spearheaded by the large tariffs imposed on imports by President Trump, and then tit-for-tat global retaliations, especially from China, has caused bullish sentiment to quickly evaporate. Investor concerns are rising that US leaders are giving the wrong medicine to a healthy patient. President Trump has warned that US growth is slowing significantly, that sustained inflation is not a threat, and so the Fed should cut its policy rate now. But such declarations have only added to investor fears that US government policies are pushing the economy further away from the 3% growth it enjoyed over the last 2 years, and is questioning the Fed's monetary policy independence. Global risk assets have fallen significantly, with only gold providing a haven for investors. While US 10-year yields are not as high as the 4.8% in January, when investors were very bullish, this adverse confidence shock reached stress levels around half that of the COVID-driven recession, i.e., the Investor Fear Index, the US VIX, hit 52 compared to the record high of 83 during the COVID shock in March 2020. Investors and voters are extremely unhappy. As we noted in our March Fullerton Insights, US voters rank President Trump's 100 days in office as the worst on record in more than 70 years. The latest opinion poll by Reuters revealed that 59% of respondents judge that America is losing credibility on the global stage. Lost financial wealth is a key signpost for US recession. Developments are very fluid, and President Trump has shown signs of policy backtracking, making tariff concessions, as well as seeking bilateral trade deals. While any policy shifts may be too late to stop a recession, they can make a big difference to its duration and subsequent recovery. More importantly, beneath the fear, robust underlying fundamentals, namely strong productivity and healthy private sector balance sheets, and price discovery by investors, remain key forces that can avoid a recession if financial market losses can be contained. But if US household financial wealth falls by too much, then they will slash their consumption spending, and at the same time, firms will retrench workers and cut investment. Stagflation fears surge, but fundamentals beneath the stresses are still robust. With a collapse in global confidence, pushbacks against globalization and trade, we expect that global growth will weaken significantly this year. At the same time, global inflation is likely to jump sharply, driven by contributions from the US and tariff-driven distortions. Any surge in import prices will have a transitory impact on inflation, provided inflation expectations remain contained and tariff hikes do not continuously spiral. Most importantly, high inflation may not be sustained as very weak demand will eventually pull it down. A new world order continues to unfold, with pushbacks against globalization and a greater focus on self-interest. That means opportunities for investors. Across the core fundamentals, what has not changed is that the most productive and competitive countries and firms selling goods and services that the world wants, regardless of trade barriers, can still offer attractive investment opportunities. Exceptional investment opportunities can be found across any country and any sector. Notions of US exceptionalism are now being stress evaluated to the limit. But the key takeaway from our Q1 2025 Fullerton Investment Views was that, in contrast to the consensus, we believe that exceptionalism is not exclusively about the US. Fullerton maintains that winners take all are driven by productivity enhanced earnings, rising investment, and sustained demand. Such creative monopolies can be found across any market sector. That is why in this environment, it remains vital for investors to harmonize their top-down strategy with active management and stock selection. The US does have the robust fundamentals of strong productivity, low unit production costs, high corporate profitability, low unemployment, and affluent consumers. If global supply chains are stressed and reconfigured from these draconian tariffs and trade war, then the rest of the world may still suffer by more than the US. The US, being the least trade-dependent economy in the world, had the best relative inflation performance and then disinflation process, with growth holding strong, versus most countries during the post-COVID stagflation, 2022. Deals and self-help stimulus will all be important factors and may create valuable diversification opportunities for investors. Many countries are seeking bilateral trade arrangements with the US that may be more favorable than the arbitrary tariffs revealed. There is a strong incentive for countries to reach a favorable deal, as it can enhance their competitiveness, pricing power, and market share in the US. Countries like Germany and China that are pursuing significant stimulus plans to give extra supports to domestic demand may be able to perform well and navigate any global downturn. Asia has also seen its real exchange rates depreciate, which will boost competitiveness. And most governments across the region have enough financial resources for stimulus to domestic demand if required. Do not forget that the largest free trade bloc in the world is Asia-centric. Perhaps most importantly, countries that can deepen economic linkages beyond the US may also prosper. For example, all the members of the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, RCEP. China is well positioned to lead risk asset return performance across Asia, as it is adjusting quickly to the challenging global trade environment. For example, China has already cut its US trade dependence to a 23-year low and has defended its global trade share at the same time. China will continue to build partnerships across Asia and Europe, especially with the benefit of its significant global market shares in rail, maritime, new energy, IT, medical, and robotics. Conditional on a global recession being avoided, Fullerton is positive on global risk asset returns. A great global convergence in risk asset returns. Our baseline scenario is that the global economy avoids recession, has supportive liquidity, and some recovery over time in risk appetite. As such, global earnings growth can average modest single digits, but with variation remaining across countries. We believe investors will experience a convergence in risk asset returns as very strong leading markets like the US correct back to much lower returns, while gains from the laggards, like Asia and Europe, can improve. Returns from equities are also likely to converge toward returns from fixed income as yields, that are higher than the past, remain supportive. And as corporate default rates should be contained, the most likely risk scenario is recession, with the prospect of a negative or bearish environment for risk assets. An alternative scenario is that the US economy has a recession and pulls global growth down with it. As outlined earlier, a key driver of a potential recession in the US is if falls in equity prices become large enough, especially as corporate investment is already falling. The associated slump in household financial wealth would drive significant cuts in consumer spending, investment, and hiring by firms. We believe that actions by policymakers can impact the depth and duration of any recession, as well as the sustainability of the rebound in risk asset returns for investors. Fullerton's investment environment indicator has shifted to late cycle. Across our four factors that drive risk asset returns, global growth is still above trend and on par, with similar highs earlier in this cycle, which can give some cushion to any potential recession ahead. Inflation is low and well below trend, but as explained, it may jump sharply this year with global trade protectionism. Liquidity is supportive, but with such large falls in risk appetite, the funds available for investing are tight. It is the sharp collapse in risk appetite that has proved to be the key driver of our investment regime signal shift into late cycle. Late cycle suggests positive, but lower returns from global risk assets. Late cycle dynamics imply that leading equity markets, which have enjoyed the strongest returns, will correct back with a greater likelihood of high single-digit returns. In contrast, lagging markets like Germany, China, and Japan can catch up. Overall, a late cycle investment environment is positive for equity market returns, but it tends to have less upside range for returns, beyond 10% per annum, than recovery or Goldilocks environments. Bond returns during late cycle can be more positive than in the recovery regime and less volatile. Section 2, equities. Conditional on a global recession being avoided, we are positive, 12 months ahead, on equities across Asia and developed markets, DM. Global equity investors have suffered one of the largest drawdowns, without a collapse in earnings and outside of a recession. A key takeaway from our Q1 Fullerton investment views was that DM equity returns this year were likely to be much lower than the exceptionally high returns achieved since 2023. What has shocked is that the correction back to lower and potentially more sustainable returns, especially in the US, has proved rapid and very painful. This adjustment is not a reflection of poor fundamentals and earnings, but rather a collapse in risk appetite, exacerbated by high valuations and sparked by unpopular economic policies. Exceptionalism was never solely about the US. We highlighted in our Q4 Fullerton investment views that if US policy shifted toward more intense protectionism, then it could ultimately prove positive for US stocks, especially those with domestic-centric supply chains and revenues, and negative for foreign equities, especially for firms that rely on US demand. However, so far the exact opposite has unfolded, as US equity market performance has suffered greatly from government policy flip-flops and uncertainties. Fears may be too pessimistic that if US imports plunge, with high tariffs choking demand, then local US firms will seek higher prices to meet domestic demand. Local US firms will struggle to build excessive margins because the US domestic market is extremely competitive. What will remain critical for favorable returns over time from US equities is the prospect that productivity continues to drive offsets to inflation, with falling real costs of capital goods for manufacturing and unit production costs. We believe that DM equity returns in 2025 can slowly climb back to positive territory if the US can avoid recession and if returns from Europe, especially Germany, remain robust, along with returns from Japan holding up. What is especially positive at this juncture is that returns from Europe have managed to perform very well this year. This reflects improved earnings from rock-bottom expectations, along with Germany's significant stimulus plans and ECB rate cuts, boosting investor sentiment. Equity returns from Asia can also remain positive in 2025, led by contributions from China. Asia, ex-Japan, equity returns are likely to remain supported by export competitiveness, a larger share of global trade, and improving supply chain demand from China. The market seems to be more confident that China's stimulus can get traction, and the economy can navigate global trade with limited links to the US. China has illustrated its bargaining power, given its significant stakes in global supply chains, rare earths, and retaliating against the US beyond tariffs. Despite very challenging markets, investors can find alpha opportunities across some of the usual suspects. Key sources of alpha for equity investors in the US are proving to be consumer staples, given defensive positioning and recession fears. Healthcare, consistent with the expanding AI-IT utilization story, financials, which continue to benefit from the steeper yield curve, and industrials, where performance is supported by very strong productivity growth. Across China, there has been some consolidation across alpha sources, with communications and consumerism holding on improved disposable income growth, along with healthcare and IT. For investors in Germany, with sentiment being boosted by the expected stimulus into infrastructure, sources of alpha continue to build across utilities, industrials, communications, and financials. Lastly, the Japan equity market has become very defensive, with its alpha year-to-date stemming mostly from consumer staples and the communications sector. What is also important to note is that for the US equity market, its sector performance so far is not like a typical bear market, because key sectors like industrials and financials are outperforming the broad market. Rotations may intensify even if recession is avoided, as earnings growth expectations continue to converge between some of the strongest, slowing down sectors, and the laggards, rising. The US materials sector remains the hardest hit, with cuts to expected earnings because of fears that US tariffs will make key imports for manufacturing too expensive. However, these concerns may abate over time, as President Trump has kept the Americas as a relative free trade zone. Section 3, fixed income. Fullerton's late cycle investment environment can be especially supportive for fixed income returns. We have always emphasized that our positive view for returns from global sovereign bonds reflects the possibility that yields settle at levels that provide a favorable income stream and give some protection if equities fall sharply. The risk of the latter has become much more prominent with global confidence shaken by US government policies and threats against the Fed's political independence. Our view has been the Great Reset, where the evolving New World Order shifts global trade and capital flows such that the discount factor for all risk asset returns, the bond yield, may also be repriced higher toward levels not seen since the QE times. Such levels are higher than many investors are accustomed to, but they can be rewarding for fixed income investors and may be a fairer reflection of the costs and risks associated with leverage against a backdrop of rising global geopolitical uncertainties. Continuing its trend of strong returns from last year, gold has proved a very useful hedge in a balanced portfolio against geopolitical fears, recession risks, and de-dollarization forces. The best defense for investors is to always remain diversified beyond equities. What is most concerning at this juncture is if the US continues to suffer significant capital outflows that drive yields higher, resulting in cyclical losses for bond traders, which will eventually stress equities, and perhaps corporate credit default rates if a recession is triggered. We maintain our positive 12-month ahead outlook for global sovereign bonds and investment-grade corporate credit. President Trump's new regime may ironically be overturning the 80-year world order where America was great, as well as creating an environment where bonds may give more valuable protection to investors than otherwise. We have outlined in detail the investment opportunities we foresee, as well as the possible risks. Our positive outlook for Asia investment-grade corporate credit is on the condition that a global recession is avoided, and therefore default rates can remain modest. Our constructive view also reflects the bias toward easier policy across Asia's central banks. With China's stimulus even more critical now, given the global risk of recession, it may be able to get a bit more traction in pushing up government bond yields. The key balancing act for China's policymakers remains to navigate how much currency weakness to allow, because the real exchange rate is already significantly undervalued. The falling US dollar can be supportive for Asia local currency investors. What makes the fall in the US dollar concerning is its pace and magnitude, tracking around 10% down year-to-date in line with the US equity sell-off. That said, the falls in the US dollar so far can also be well explained by shifts in the yield differential. More importantly, from a valuation perspective, the US dollar was very stretched, and a return toward 90 on the USD DXY index would only be back to around normal. What would become sinister for global investors and risk assets would be if the US dollar rapidly undershot its fair value and if US yields were propelled above 5%. US macro uncertainties keep the Fed on hold. The Fed has said that macro uncertainties are too high for it to have enough conviction to adjust its policy rate since its last 25 basis points cut in December 2024. What is encouraging is that market inflation expectations remain well contained, even as consensus forecasts anticipate a significant jump, potentially as high as 4% year over year, in US inflation this year because of tariff policies. Market pricing of the Fed funds rate does not seem recessionary. As at 23rd April, the US forward market is pushing for the Fed to have a policy rate of 3.5% by December 2025, which is just 50 basis points below what the Fed presented in March. From there, the forward market signals for the Fed to be back at around a 3% policy rate by June 2026. A key takeaway from this is that if the market had strong conviction that a US recession was the most probable outcome, then it would be pricing in much more rapid Fed rate cuts and to levels below the Fed's assumed neutral policy rate. Disclaimer: no offer or invitation is considered to be made if such offer is not authorized or permitted. This is not the basis for any contract or deal in any security or instrument, or for Fullerton Fund Management Company, LTD, UEN, 20031267 2W, Fullerton, or its affiliates to enter into or arrange any type of transaction. Any investments made are not obligations of, deposits in, or guaranteed by Fullerton. The information contained herein has been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but has not been independently verified, although Fullerton Fund Management Company Limited, UEN 20031267 2W, Fullerton, believes it to be fair and not misleading. Such information is solely indicative and may be subject to modification from time to time. The contents herein may be amended without notice. Fullerton, its affiliates and their directors and employees do not accept any liability from the use of this publication. Neither MSCI nor any other party involved in or related to compiling, computing or creating the MSCI data makes any express or implied warranties or representations with respect to such data or the results to be obtained by the use thereof, and all such parties hereby expressly disclaim all warranties of originality, accuracy, completeness, merchantability, or fitness for a particular purpose with respect to any of such data. Without limiting any of the foregoing, in no event shall MSCI, any of its affiliates or any third party involved in or related to compiling, computing or creating the data have any liability for any direct, indirect, special, punitive, consequential or any other damages, including lost profits, even if notified of the possibility of such damages. No further distribution or dissemination of the MSCI data is permitted without MSCI's express written consent.